שכל עבודת האדם בעולם הזה צריכה להיות סובבת סביב קדושת הברית ועבודת האמונה תפילה. We have to arouse ourselves, we have to understand that all of our work, whatever we do in this world, has to be around קדושת הברית and תפילה. Two things, קדושת הברית and תפילה. שהם שני השורשים של הסור מרע ועשה טוב שיש בעולם. So many times it says in the pasuk, "Sur mera va'aseh tov." Remove yourself from bad and do good. Remove yourself from bad means kedushas habris, shmiras ha'einayim, guarding your breath. Doing good means tefillah and emuna. Emuna and tefillah is one thing. Right? Whenever we say emuna, I mean tefillah. We say tefillah means emuna. Va'avoda kedushat habris yaikar sur mera. The main remove yourself from bad that there is to remove yourself, is to work on Dusha Sabrit. And the work on Emuna and Tefillah is the main doing good, and everything else is already derivative from this. Everything else comes out from this. Adam tzarich lazkir la'atzmo kol yom et shnei ha'dvarim ha'ele. A man needs to remind himself every single day these two things. Why did I come to this world? In order to withstand the test of Kedusha, ובשביל ניסיון האמונה, and also for the test of אמונה. שמירת הברית היא עיקר ושורש ותיקון כל המצוות לא תעשה. שמירת הברית is the source of fixing all the mitzvot לא תעשה that we have in the Torah. שסה לא תעשה, 365 לא תעשה, the source of them is Kedusha Sabrit. And then Muna is the fixing of all the mitzvahs I said, the 248 mitzvahs of I said. And Muna, mitzvahs and Muna is their fixing.
You say it again? What's this 25-10?
The Shmirat HaBrit is the fixing of all 365 mitzvahs lo ta'aseh. And Emuna, Mrs. Emuna, is the fixing of the 248 mitzvot aseh. We work on their source, the shorish of the mitzvot aseh. Mitzvot aseh is Shmirat HaBrit and Mrs. Emuna, which is tefillah.
Is this Harish's
Chiddush? I don't think it's a Chiddush. I think he brings it from somewhere.
Ve'elu
yesodot she'anachnu mazkirim pa'amayim ve'yoter b'kirat shema she'yesod ha'yadut. These basic ideas that we just said, we mentioned it twice or more when we say Kriyat Shema every day. It says, "Velo taturu achrei levavchem." Don't stray after your hearts. Zo minut. That's sfira. Minut is sfira. Not to fall from the emuna. V'achrei enechem zo znut. And after your eyes is znut. Znut is immorality. Lo lipol et gam habrit. Not to fall to the gam habrit. היינו שני היסודות של כל היהדות, which are the two fundamentals of all Judaism. אמונה and קדושת הברית. רב אהוב סלד, a bazillion times. זה הכי חשוב. כמו שאנו לומדים כאן, שהאמונה והקדושה קשורות אחד בשני. Like we're learning here in this book, האמונה and קדושה depend on each other, depend on one or the other. וזה הפירוש למה שאנחנו מבקשים בתפילות של שבת וימים טובים. And this is the explanation of what we're learning, what we ask in Shabbos in Yom Tovim, on the Shavah, which is Chiddush already. We say in davening, Kachenu l'mitzvotecha, sanctify us through your mitzvahs. Right? Meaning the mitzvahs that we do should sanctify us, make us holy. L'chora, that's not mubar. What does it got to do with the mitzvahs making us holy? But if we're praying this, that means that's how it works. The mitzvahs are supposed to make me holy. Why? What? I don't understand. The mitzvahs are holy. Why do I have to... Rather, to understand that the main... What we're asking is that the mitzvahs will make us holy. V'inyan ha-yesod shel ha-kdusha shu shmirat ha-brit. Ha-inu shanachu mevakshim shal-edi ha-mitzvot yeh lanu kelim v'koach lishmor et ha-brit v'l'yitkadesh v'kdushat ha-brit. What we're asking for is that through doing the mitzvahs, we're going to have kelim, we're going to have the vessels to keep the brit, to get this light of keeping the brit. Lachen tzrichim lebakesh et zeh beferush, te'alu lechavem beferush. Someone says, make us holy through your mitzvahs, meaning make us holy kedushat habrit through our mitzvahs. That's what one should have in his mind when he says, kachenu mitzvahshecha on Shabbos and Yantiv, make us holy through your mitzvahs, make us holy kedushat habrit through keeping your mitzvahs. The mitzvahs will open the gates for us to be holy kedushat habrit. That's what I would. That's how it works.
Through
keeping the mitzvahs, it gives you the ability to be holy in some ways.
Can't do one without the other.
Exactly.
So when it says all the Jews are holy, it doesn't mean exactly that. It means you do the mitzvah and do what you're supposed to do.
Every Jew has a spark of holiness which cannot be contaminated. It's called a neshama. Yeah, but you have to reveal it in the world. In order to reveal it in the world, to cleanse yourself, that you have to work at. A Jew is always holy. You know, you're Kalibach, holy city, my holy brothers and sisters.
I'm holy?
You're holy.
Well, we're already holy, so then why do we have to do a mitzvah and keep it real?
Because we have a lot of cook on the holiness, it's not revealed.
I'm holy because of all these holes, and everyone's holy. Everyone has these holes, even not Jews.
וכן כותב האדמו"ר מגור, רבי יהודה לייב אלתר זצוקה, ספס אמס, רייט, לכל עבודת האדם להפוך החומר ולבטלו אל הצורה. The whole work of a person is to change the materialism into a form. What does that mean? To a certain form. במדרש שאו מרום עיניכם כי מי ברא אלך חכם עיניו בראשו. כי לכל הדברים יש שורש למעלה ונקשרים תחתונים בעליונים, אבל הם מכוסים בדרך בטבע. מי שמגיע עצמת מהטבע יכול להשיג לראות שורש בצורה שבו כפי שמירת העיניים ושבו ישבים, וכך יכולים להסתכל ברוחניות. I don't understand that, therefore I'm going to read it further on, רבה ראשון הצפויים. כל תכלית התורה והמצוות לתת לאדם להיות, כוח להיות קדוש. The whole purpose of the Torah mitzvahs is to give a person power to be holy. If someone keeps learns the Torah, keeps the mitzvahs, it gives him the power to keep to be holy. It gives him the power, the vessels to recognize Hashem and everything. That's what we have to have in mind when we learn Torah, when we do mitzvahs, we put on tefillah, and we learn everything. We consider the shir, you give a bracha. I have to have a mind, and through this I'll be able to keep the belief. Through this I'll be able to be holy and recognize Hashem and everything.
Is he defining holiness now as the ability to recognize
No, that's the two things. Holiness and Emunah. Kedusha and Emunah. Two things.
You say, what about recognizing?
That's Emunah.
Once we fix the kid, the plea, then we have the Emunah, which is
to recognize Hashem. Right, that's Emunah. Two things we said, to be holy and to recognize Hashem, which is Emunah. We need to understand and to work on this every single day, all day. Kedusha is all day. Work on Kedusha and Emunah all day. How do you do it? So you're explaining, whenever you do a mitzvah, you make a bracha, do a mitzvah. You have to have a mind. I want to be holy. That's what the mitzvah does. To have that in mind. Kedushat Habrit and Emunah. Seder? Even if a person doesn't have it all the time, he has to work on it. When someone davens every day, Kedushat Habrit, and he will do it, right? And on Emunah, he will have it in his head all day. Definitely. It will be in his head.
So it's all right. So no matter what you want to say Kedusha Habrit, you want to say Kedusha Emunah, and then touch the mezuzah, and be careful when you go in to keep
Whatever you do, yeah. Touch your mezuzah, make a bracha, you put on your tefillin, you're davening now, you're doing chesed with someone. We have to have, it's hard, I'm not saying it's easy, but I was just saying here, keep the mind in touch all the time with these two main ideas, main fundamental ideas of Judaism. Dusha Dabrit and Emunah. Say that. Not to do anything bad, and to do only good.
Because that's the 613, right?
Conclusion. כל יום לעשות לפחות חצי שעה התגודדות לצאת מהתאווה הקשה. Every day you do at least half an hour התגודדות to go out of this difficult taiva. To merit שמירת העיניים. כל היום לכוון וכל מה שעושים לזכות לצאת מתאומה לתארה. And to have in mind whatever you do to merit to go out from tuma to tara, from contamination to purity. To marry Dush Dabrit and to marry the Muna Vishlemus, like we just said. Well, we're going to finish the chapter. Shnei Anyanim Ha'ele, Muna V'Tikun Abrit, these two matters, in Muna and Dush Dabrit, Tikun Abrit, Hen HaShoresh Shel Kol Asur Merah V'Aseh Shel Amazeh. We said it's the source of all Asur Merah V'Aseh Tov of this world. How do we know that the Muna, the Tefillah, is the source of all doing good in this world? Because we saw that prayer is called doing. Prayer is doing. It says in the Navi, Sapran Ali et kol adot asher asa Elisha. Tell me all the great things that Elisha, all the miracles that were done through Elisha, the prophet, Elisha Navi. The Gemara says that kol anisim shasa Elisha, asa v'tefillah. The Gemara says all the miracles that Elisha did, he did it through prayer. So we see that doing is prayer. Right? Not bombing in Gaza is not the doing. The doing is the prayer. Okay? No one should ever think that them bombing is because, first of all, that they could bomb is because of our prayer. And second of all, when they trust themselves, they're destroying for themselves. That's why even the Haredi news is very problematic. Very problematic because they tell you what's going on, what they're doing, what this, even if it's without any.
The contact
even without Zoom, I mean, there's no bad pictures or anything. It's not a seto, it's not dusha. It's not teaching you the emuna that everything is from Hashem, that Hashem is doing everything, and the prayer would work. Only when sometimes we come to a place where there's no chance, like with the three boys. So then you see everyone gathering in prayer, because the truth is, when they saw there's nothing else to do, they go to prayer. But the truth is, the first thing to do is to go to prayer.
They didn't have a
prayer.
Matzah Shabbos, they right away went to the prayer.
Yeah, and there's no chance. We don't know what else to do. Well, let's say that they're bombing in the south. Yeah? So instead of praying, what do? We put this, Kippat Barzel, whatever it's called,
iron kippah.
Okay? But really, Tikkun HaKlali is the iron kippah, like we did all the calculations in the last series of attacks. Not saying that's not good. The point is not to trust that.
But for.
Oh, I have a great story for you.
No, the question I have is, can I put down, instead of the Iron Dome, can I put down the iron of the prayer rallies in Tel Aviv?
Prayer rallies?
When they got together and prayed.
Yeah, that's a
but that's, I mean, that's better, right?
That, yeah, we do that and that.
Tel Aviv, they got
together and prayed. Tel Aviv. I love the country. Anyways, I have a great story.
You have
a great story from Ashento?
From Ashento,
it is? No, not from Ashento. From?
No, I want to hear the
Balshem. Second.
Yeah, just say one from the box.
There's religious people in Tel Aviv.
Many Hasidim in Tel Aviv. Many Hasidim.
Morim. That's your different time if you want, what places you want to eat at.
I can't remember like this. We'll continue on. If I bring the story comes back, I'll tell you. It says in the pasuk, "Kol mitzvotecha emuna." All your mitzvot are emuna. Emuna is the fundamental, is the basic thing that everything stands on. Okay. A
emuna is tefillah, and tefillah you can't marry it if you don't have tikkun abrit. So the one depends on the other. You have to work on both. You can't marry tikkun abrit if you don't work on tefillah. You can't marry prayer if you don't work on tikkun abrit. Therefore, you work on both. You guard your eyes the most.
Discretion.
Afatzar, it gives you that. Everything you do, tefillah brings you the tikkun abrit. Tikkun abrit brings you the tefillah. The more you pray, the more you keep. The more you keep, the more you live with the pray. Kulum zulut. The met, there's such a big hiddenness about tikkun abrit and about emunah. They both have great hiddenness.
What does that mean?
Meaning people don't notice. Even if they know about it, they don't know the work on this. Even in the most Haredi world, you see Badusha, you see how women are dressed, how men, they don't know how to keep their eyes. They don't know how to. In tefillah, there's some people that say, what? We have three prayers. You're not allowed to do more than that. This is from just from lack of knowledge. You don't know the Rambam. And all the other Rishonim who say this. We need to talk to Hashem. Okay?
It says in the prayers that they say every day, remove your eyes from this and go towards this.
Okay.
And we say it every day.
But to say it is one thing.
You just wrote the whole lot.
From the creation of the world until now, they didn't have this union of tefillah. They didn't understand this. Limud Torah, everyone. Tzedakah, chesed, keeping Shabbat, everything. Only tefillah. Only the tzaddikim. Why can't you pray? Okay? That's the Gemara said already. What's the thing that stands in the head of the world, the top of the world, and people are still, they dismay it, disgrace it, degrade it, they put it low? Tefillah. Tikkun abrit and tefillah. Now, I want to tell you a short story before I learn of Shmuel. How much a smile is a fatz. You want Rabbeinu's name to grow in the world? To start smiling to everyone. I had a big chizuk on Shabbos in this. Everyone in the street, me and my son, is saying, Shabbos. People are shocked a little bit. So what? Shabbos, Shabbat Shalom, Ashkenazi, Sfaradi, everyone's telling everyone good Shabbos. But listen to this. I went with my friend to collect money for Chassas Kala, for his sister-in-law. Today she's getting married, money for the wedding. So I went to the mirror. Here at Beishai, the big new building. All English speakers, the whole building. English, French, Swiss, Europeans, English. English speakers, Americans, Canadians, African, Australians, whatever. All English speakers. So, and I'm going around and talking to everyone and smiling and come, you're part of the mitzvah, you know, it's all what's left for you in this world, the next world. No one's here forever. You have to give it tzedakah. Mamash going for the actual wedding. By the way, if anyone here wants to contribute, mamash for the wedding. They were lacking on Thursday, 8,000 shekel for the wedding. Whatever we give, it's a big mitzvah. They don't have mamash. They have big debts anyways. It's just mamash for the wedding itself. If you want, I'll give it. I'll transfer it over. No one's making profit. It goes direct to the wedding. Anyways, so I was going around and telling them and everything. And, I was sitting with these three guys. I was sitting with them and talking to them, telling them, "Listen, give them money." And I was the simcha because they, "Oh, you're doing a mitzvah. Smile. Why aren't you smiling? So what if you want to give? So give a smile. You're doing a big mitzvah by wanting. If you would have had, you would have given. Of course, it can still make them happy. That they're Jews and they're learning Torah and they're giving it. It's a mitzvah to make them happy, no? So this guy asked me. I was sitting with these guys. Tell which chassid are you? I said, "What do you think?" He says, "You're breast." I said, "Could accuse me of such a thing, being a breast liver?" I was telling him, I was kidding, I did, but I was showing them, I said, "A breast liver? Why do you think I'm breast liver? What did I do wrong? Why do you say I'm breast liver?" "I'm sorry, I didn't mean to offend you," he tells me this. Said, no, you tell me, what do you think?" And I asked him, "Tell me the truth. Did you see a chassid walking the street with a big smile, he's not a breast liver?" "Of course I'm breast liver. Why did you think I'm blessed?" "Because I have a big smile, right?" So the answer said, "You see, you have to smile to everyone." So I got a chizik from that, to smile to everyone, say good Shabbos to everyone, So what if I don't know him? So what if he thinks I'm weird? Rabbeinu said that sometimes for doing Avodas Hashem, doing stuff in Avodas Hashem, you have to sometimes even act like you're like a crazy man. Yeah, so people think you're crazy by smiling. So what? People think you're crazy by going to sleep at 8:30 and waking up at 1 o'clock in the morning. So what? But do I care what people think? To care what Hashem thinks, not what people think. Anyways, I have a big chizuk and smile to everyone and to give it. And besides that, Rabbi Natan writes that a person can revive a dead person. A person can be much so dead inside, you give him a smile and he doesn't know what he made in there. You can do Shalom Bayis for that person, you can do everything for that. Also, I gave people brachas because when you do a big mitzvah like that, the Achas Haskala, you go collect money for someone else, the Achas Haskala, you have the power to give brachas. So if anyone wants to contribute for this, it's so much. I know the family personally. Family of 14 children, marrying off the fifth daughter. And it's not someone, they had money, and the father went into a bad business, and he lost all the money, he gave the big debts. And now they're marrying off Pachashan, the fifth daughter. And they don't have lucky mamash for the weddings tonight. So we have a gift, maybe tomorrow, whatever, I can give them all. I can give them. The big mitzvah. Now we're a little bit of Shmur Shapira.